At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Examiner, he'll update us on the Gorsuch vote and those whispers about a health care compromise. It is 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Window World. The UN Security Council meets in emergency session today to discuss a response to the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Overnight, Russia backed up Syria's claim that rebels were responsible for the attack, but global leaders blame the Assad regime.
The latest numbers on the ground are that at least 70 people were killed, including women and children. More than 100 people wounded. The death toll is expected to go up slightly simply because of the nature of this horrific attack. You know, those images are difficult to watch. They're heartbreaking, especially when you look at innocent young children dying in such a horrific fashion like that.
Correspondent Muhammad Lila. There is alarm this morning after the latest North Korean missile test. Correspondent Matt Rivers is in Beijing.
Pretty standard response this afternoon from the Chinese, saying that the launch clearly violates UN sanctions, UN resolutions that were put on the table by the United Nations, of course, and that the Chinese reject the notion that this launch had anything to do with the upcoming summit between Presidents Trump and Xi scheduled for later this week. This launch, according to U.S. and South Korean defense officials, was an intermediate-range ballistic missile, the second one launched by the North Koreans this year, and it differs than what we saw last year because of the way these missiles are being launched. There is progress being made, according to defense officials, because these missiles use solid fuel.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, meanwhile, issued a brief statement saying the United States has spoken enough about North Korea and, quote, we have no further comment. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a record 91 bills during his term. Today, the General Assembly reconvenes for one day to try to overturn some of them.
But that won't be easy, given that there are just two more Republicans than Democrats in the Virginia Senate.
You need significant Democratic buy-in to override a Democratic governor, or it's not going to happen.
Political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth says D.C.'s gridlock has spread to Richmond.
Much more liberal Democrats and much more conservative Republicans.
All eyes will be on whether McAuliffe's reinsertion of Medicaid expansion into the budget can stay. Other vetoes from his office this session include defunding Planned Parenthood, allowing the State Board of Education to authorize charter schools without local permission, and allowing concealed carry of a switchblade. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County now calls itself a welcoming and accepting place for immigrants. Just don't call it a sanctuary. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors is avoiding that hot-button word. The Trump administration is vowing to withhold federal funding from sanctuary jurisdictions. A proposal to protect immigrants, undocumented immigrants in Maryland is getting pushback from some of the state's sheriffs.
For the last 9 years, Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins has worked with immigration officials in his county. On the Larry O'Connor Show, he said it's partly what keeps serious crimes under control.
A piece of that is the fact that we cooperate with ICE and take the criminals off the street and keep them off the streets.
But a proposal called the Trust Act is being considered in Maryland's legislature to limit what kind of cooperation happens with federal officials.
In the immigrant community here in Frederick County, there is no hesitation to report crime. So this so-called chilling effect has been fabricated.
Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he will veto the bill if it ends up at his desk. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,689, the NASDAQ at 5899. Sports, the Wizards get back on the winning track with a victory over Charlotte. The Caps end their road trip on a winning note in Toronto. Baseball, it's Nationals, Marlins again tonight, while the Orioles take on the Blue Jays. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL.
An ancient invention still used allows people to see through walls. What is it?
Welcome to Window World, riddle my windows. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real replacement window value dwells. Window World, ranked by J.D. Power, highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors.
Spring value, any size white vinyl 4000 series double hung window, $259 installed including custom trim. Compare at $600.
Spring value store wide, windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate.
American-made replacement windows from $259 installed with lifetime warranty. 703-955-4045. What allows people to see through walls? A window.
Window World. Simply the best for less. 703-955-4045.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and NewHomesGuide.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring doing much better. Go ahead. You can take 29 Colesville Road inside the Beltway down to Sligo Creek Parkway. That crash is gone, and the delays that we had coming off the Beltway really starting to ease quite well. Just the opposite in Annapolis, though. We're still hung up on 50 trying to go north on I-97 due to the multi-car crash along the right side. Southbound, bit of rubbernecking. Also, take you into Glen Burnie on Route 100, westbound, west of 97 for accident activity. One broken down truck, and we are in a long lineup. We have normal delays as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet in the morning, but it is solid bumper to bumper, 295 southbound as you approach Pennsylvania Avenue, and a broken down car on the George Washington Parkway southbound right near the exit for the Key Bridge, and that puts everyone in a delay back near 123, so plan for that long lineup there as well. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You're a good-looking Wednesday. First Wednesday of the new month. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms as we head on through tonight. Scattered storms around tomorrow. Windy, and some storms may be severe with even stronger winds and hail. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Alexandria, 54 in Germantown, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the New Homes Guide. The State Department responds to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
And now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, the minority leader of the House of Delegates in Maryland, Nick Kipke, will join us to talk about how things are going with the legislative session and what the governor's been up to, signed a bunch of legislation yesterday. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
As I understand it, you said you have the votes to invoke this nuclear option, correct?
Well, we're going to confirm Judge Gorsuch on Friday. Exactly how that occurs, I guess, will depend on our Democratic friends.
Do you think there's any chance that the Democrats would change their minds at this point?
It doesn't appear that way. It looks like they're pretty locked down.
And that was Dana Perino talking with the leader of Mitch McConnell. Totally just fell over that. On the show, First 100 Days, and they were talking about the nuclear option and whether McConnell has the votes for it, and he seems pretty confident that he does. So it looks like that's the way it's going to go. Joining us right now is Al Weaver. He's a political reporter for the Washington Examiner covering Congress. Al, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, it looks like this is the way we're going to have to go. The Democrats are dug in. They're going to stick to their guns, and we're going to see McConnell invoke the nuclear option, correct?
That is correct. Votes should be expected tomorrow before everyone heads out for recess the weekend into the next couple weeks. Mitch McConnell reiterated yesterday to reporters that he does have the votes to invoke the nuclear option. And you're seeing a lot of Republicans who you wouldn't exactly expect to support this. John McCain, he's a long time been protector of the Senate. He's going to be for it. Susan Collins, probably the most moderate member of the Republican caucus, she's going to be for it. So it looks like this is going to go down, and Gorsuch is going to be nominated, no matter how Democrats react to this, whether they stick with the 44 for the filibuster or not.
Now, have you seen these allegations of plagiarism at this absolute nth hour, the last minute, from BuzzFeed and Politico?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think of them? What's your take on them?
I'm not sure how much stock I put into them. I mean, Andrew Kaczynski, he covers a lot of this type of stuff for CNN. He tweeted out yesterday that, you know, this doesn't look like it's a whole lot. You know, it's about a couple hundred words out of a 137,000 word book. So I'm not sure. I don't think it's anything along the lines of, you know, so for example, Monica Crowley earlier this year. I don't see much of it.
Just a last minute attempt.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about the nuclear showdown. It is an extreme measure, but it is also almost unprecedented for a Supreme Court nominee to be filibustered in this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, I think you also go back to the so-called 60-vote standard that our Democrats keep pushing. I mean, this hasn't become a thing until recently. I mean, you look, Justice Alito, he was the last one to have to even face a cloture vote. He passed it with 72 votes. Justice Thomas, he probably had the most contentious, you know, nomination hearing of all time. And he got through he only needed 51 votes. He ended up getting 52. So, I mean, I think the 60-vote standard that Democrats are talking about is a little bit disingenuous. Gorsuch, by most accounts, he is a very well-received judge. Even Democrats talk highly about him. Say, I was at a meeting with Steny Hoyer yesterday. He openly spoke about, you know, how he's probably, you know, how he's probably a very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? He's qualified. He kept saying he's a very qualified judge. I don't blame my Senate Democratic colleagues for saying that they don't want to support him because he's ideological or doesn't agree with him politically.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's an interesting, you know, dynamic that's going on with the Senate right now.
All right, so give me the TikTok on how this all unfolds between now and Friday when the final vote is taken.
Well, I believe it's Thursday, actually.
I'm sorry.
Mitch McConnell, he started the
clock yesterday. You're talking about the cloture vote. I mean, the vote on the changing the rules. But then it goes all the way to Friday when they take the final vote, right?
I believe so. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so Mitch McConnell, he started the clock yesterday. So that goes 30 hours. That'll run out tomorrow at some point. And then the vote will be on Friday. I mean, at some point, he's also going to, when Democrats come out and say, okay, we have enough for the filibuster, McConnell's going to order a point of order, and then ultimately change the rules at that moment. So that's going to be, you know, the moment when Gorsuch will get 51 and get over the hump to get onto the court.
Mm, okay.
So we can safely say he will be confirmed.
Oh, yeah.
This is just the dance and the show and the dog and pony show to make Chuck Schumer happy before.
Yeah, Republicans have been saying this for the last week or so. I mean, Orrin Hatch has been pretty, he's been pretty vocal about how he will be confirmed. It's just a matter of the means, basically.
Let me ask you about another matter that is bumping around up on Capitol Hill. It has to do with a revival of the plan to reform health care. Something's going on. There's a lot of meetings and taking place on the House side. The vice president apparently was there last night meeting with House Republicans. Another meeting scheduled for today. Is it possible that this health care reform idea could come up from the ashes and find enough votes to get across the goal line?
I think it's possible. I think it's a bit premature to say that it'll be this week or anything along those lines. That had been the chatter after the meeting on Monday night. I was down in the Capitol late last night for the meeting. Mark Meadows spoke to us. He seemed optimistic that they're getting somewhere on this, much more optimistic than he did, you know, say 2 weeks before that, when they're in the midst of the final push for the AHVA. It's going to be a tough road to hoe. I mean, there's still a lot of divisions between the HSC, the Tuesday group, and the RSC. They're trying to come together on something. All of them keep saying that we want to get to yes. So it's hard to see that they don't end up getting somewhere. But, you know, we saw this show a couple weeks ago, so we're not totally sure how it's going to play out. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts.
How important is Rand Paul to this process? A lot of people look at this guy as the linchpin into getting House members to come on board.
Yeah, I mean, Rand Paul's been an important player in this throughout. I mean, he's been, you know, I mean, he's not a member of the Freedom Caucus, but he's been a semi-de facto leader of the Freedom Caucus, leading opposition to this. So, he met with President Trump over the weekend. He seems like he has a decent relationship with him. We'll see what happens. I mean, as I said, there's still a lot of moving parts in this. I mean, that could end up backfiring. Some Freedom Caucus members, look at Justin Amash, well, Labrador. They I'm not sure how much of this pill they want to swallow at this point.
What are they looking to compromise on? Any idea what is palatable to both sides to compromise on?
Well, I think the big issue right now, I mean, Martin Meadows spoke a little bit last night, is that the difference in the districts that they live in. For example, Meadows is from Western North Carolina. We have also members from like Charlie Dent, who heads up the Tuesday group. He's up in up in Northeast Pennsylvania, a much more moderate area. And then other states where they expanded Medicaid, and that's still a big discussion for these moderates is the Medicaid issue. They want some sort of state safety net for their constituents who would be affected by this. So I think the Medicaid issue is still a big part of this.
Interesting. Well, Al Weaver, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you sharing all your knowledge with us, and thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Al Weaver, political reporter for the Washington Examiner. It is 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And our commuters this morning trying to get to the Wilson Bridge were hung up out of Virginia. So this is not a normal commute as you're leaving Springfield and coming around from Annandale. So this is you on the outer loop. The crash is right as you head onto the Wilson Bridge pan in those far right local lanes. I still see a lot of activity with fire and rescue units blocking the right half. That's the reason why we have the solid lineup and coming off of 95 out of Newington. Again, I'll head to the Wilson Bridge through Virginia. And on 95 in Virginia, northbound trying to get up to the Occoquan. In the backups, as you approach the Prince William Parkway, crash was along the left side. Busy morning in Annapolis on 97, northbound north of 50 for the multi-car crash. Slows 50 trying to get through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 71. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early in the evening and then mainly cloudy overnight with thunderstorms likely. A low of 56 tonight with a chance of rain at 80%. Now tomorrow, windy with showers and thunderstorms. A few storms, maybe severe winds, 20 to 30 miles an hour, high of 67. Tomorrow, your chance of rain is 100%. Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
From gardening supplies to gifts, Potomac Petals and Plants can help you cultivate the best of spring. Come and experience hand-selected quality that lasts. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Here is the latest on the Susan Wright unmasking scandal, which is now developing. Here, the question is, of course, did Susan Rice, national security advisor to President Obama, use the organs of the intelligence community to gather information on the Trump people at a time when the campaign was active and during the transition? And did they unmask the names of those who got apparently, quote unquote, incidentally got caught up in the collection efforts of our national security apparatus? That's the question. Now, when she was asked about this and the question was first raised, like a week ago, here's what she had to say.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Yunus on that count today.
Well, she told a very different story yesterday in some softball interviews she did with people like Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC and NBC. Here is again Susan Rice talking about what she did do.
Well, Andrea, this is not anything political has been alleged. The allegation is that somehow Obama administration officials utilized intelligence for political purposes. That's absolutely false.
Yeah, it's absolutely false, but she didn't deny that she did it. She said, oh, yes, this is a thing that we did from time to time. This is something that we did when we needed to learn something. We get a piece of intelligence and we can't tell who it is. We ask that the names be unmasked. But as we heard earlier, that's an incredibly rare thing to be asked of the intelligence community. And many people believe it was done more for political purposes than for national security purposes.
Come on. It was all because Donald Trump was working, candidate Trump was working with Vladimir Putin. in order to work against Hillary Clinton to secure the nomination so that they could go on to world dominion together, the two of them, Trump and Putin. Didn't you know that? So it was in our best interest.
Yeah.
Here, so it's okay.
Cut 37, if we could, please. Here is more of Susan Rice speaking yesterday. Listen carefully to the things she's saying.
What I would do, or what any official would do, is to ask their briefer whether the Intelligence Committee would go through its process, and there's a long-standing established process, to decide whether that information as to who the identity of the U.S. person was could be provided to me. So they'd take that question back, they'd put it through a process, and the Intelligence Community made the determination to whether or not the identity of that American individual could be provided to me. That is what I and Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, CIA Director, DNI would do when we receive that information. We only do it to protect the American people, to do our jobs in our, in the national security realm. That's the only reason.
Only reason. Why? There's no need for us to do this for any other reason, like gathering political intelligence on our opponent. Listen, some have reported, and I agree, that this was really an attempt to support the efforts of the Democratic Party, not to protect national security on any level. And listen, there's this also. A former CIA analyst, his name is Fred Flights. He worked for 25 years at the CIA, at the Defense Intelligence Agency, served on the House Intelligence Committee staff. He writes on FoxNews.com that such unmaskings are, quote, not routine. And when those requests come, they are taken very seriously by the National Security Agency. And, you know, they have to go through a process that makes sure that they are covered when they unmask these names. But he makes the point that it is incredibly unusual for somebody like the National Security Advisor to go back to the NSA and say, please give me the names of the people that you incidentally caught talking about political matters.
Now, when she, if that is what she did, and she did say she did ask for the names, she, the difference here, what we're going to see is the bugaboo, is she claims that, oh, it is up to the quote-unquote intelligence agencies to make that decision. And we're going to find out it was some low-level employee in Detroit who sits right next to the low-level employee who made the decision to target the conservative groups with the IRS.
Right.
They sit right next to each other. I think they share a cubicle.
Yeah, I wouldn't
and
be surprised.
And it's going to be that person's fault. The problem that I see shaping up here is that intent. What was the intent of this? And it's going to be very difficult to prove that they did this in order for political reasons to target the Trump campaign. That's what you're it's going to be impossible to prove. I think that's going to be hard.
Well, it'll be interesting also to see whether or not, when she gets hauled before congressional committees, having done these interviews and explained herself, she will now then take the fifth before Congress.
I would put money on it, but I think we both know she's going to take the fifth. We could put money on it and donate it to charity, but we know exactly how it's going to go, so it's a dull bet.
It is 8:22 on WMAO.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
All right, listen, it's time for you to make a decision about real estate. Now is the time for you to call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Just ask anybody who knows Frank Prindle, and they'll tell you what a great guy he is. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of a Metro DC home. Now, Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and get this, this is really where the bottom line here. The home sold for $21,000 above list. See, other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but let me assure you, there is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Anthony Rendon.
Gets a good piece of this one. It's still going.
Helped the Nats take three from Miami last April. Catch everything. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tonight. The Washington Nationals.
See you later.
No brotherly love for Philadelphia last season. Tonight. Nationals, Philly. The series starts Friday at 2:30.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Guys, Macy's Men's Suiting Clearance event just made updating your wardrobe a whole lot easier. Hurry in for incredible 70 to 85% savings and find your favorite designers. Save on suits and separates, sport coats and blazers, dress shirts and ties, dress pants and more. This is the one. 70 to 85% savings on the looks you need for work, special celebrations, nights on the town and more. Hurry, Macy's Men's Suiting Clearance event ends soon. Savings off clearance prices, exclusions apply.
It's 8:25 now. WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been a tough ride to the Wilson Bridge through Virginia. However, the crash out of the travel lane. So here we go, leaving Springfield on the inner loop, or an outer loop, excuse me, just a solid lineup to the Wilson Bridge fan. The far right local lanes, last thing I see, activity on the right shoulder. So it'll be a while till we can clear this out, but at least some relief. Now, let's go making our travels toward the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. You're still in delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road, and then on to 295. You're in the lineup to get to the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue was the broken down pickup truck on the George Washington Parkway. Okay, park police tell me they've reopened the lanes, broken down vehicle, southbound GW Parkway at the Key Bridge. But right as you come up to 123, keep alert. Hit those brake lights in 123 Chainbridge Road with a lot of the bailout traffic, too. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You're a good-looking Wednesday, first Wednesday of the new month. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms as we head on through tonight. Scattered storms around tomorrow, windy, and some storms may be severe with even stronger winds and hail. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 61 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
I have some good news. I love this. U.S. Senators Gary Peters, who is a Democrat, and Joni Ernst, who is a Republican, have announced the formation of the first ever motorcycle caucus in the United States Senate. Mm. So I love that it's a bipartisan thing. Anything bipartisan now at this point in the game, I am so excited to see, because it means we may be able to come together with something. And they released a press release about this. Mm-hmm. Senator Peters says, I've loved motorcycles since I was a kid, and I started a newspaper route to buy my first motorcycle at the age of 11. To this day, I believe there's no better way to see Michigan's beautiful scenery than wow. by bike. Joni Ernst said, some of my most cherished memories include motorcycles, from delivering messages as a young girl to my dad while he was working out in the field. So last year, Peters traveled 833 miles through 26 yeah. counties on his hashtag Ride Michigan motorcycle tour. On the five-day tour, he made 12 stops, and he discussed efforts to help grow Michigan's small businesses. So they're going to do this to try to address issues yeah. that involve motorcycles and riders.
I got to say, I really like Joni Ernst. I mean, not only can she castrate a hog, she rides one.
That's right.
It's 8:28 right. on WMAL.
Chris Plant here for the Good Feet Store. Now that we have more daylight hours, there's more time to get out and be active. Don't let foot or back pain slow you down. Do what I did and go to the Good Feet Store. With custom-fitted arch supports from the Good Feet Store, you too will experience a new level of comfort for your feet, knees, and back. Visit the Good Feet Store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey, and in Vienna at 123 and Park, across from the Whole Foods. Tell them Chris Plant sent
you. You see a huge group of people, and they're all in line waiting to do something, and they're all happy about it. Don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know the reason you put so much into your yard is because you get so much out of it. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. And it all starts with your local independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning XT Enduro Series tractor for a test drive today. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
Coming up, Maryland Delegate Nick Kripke will be joining us to tell us what they have accomplished this legislative session and what has fallen short. It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One day before President Trump is set to meet with the Chinese president, North Korea has fired another ballistic missile.
The U.S. military says that this was a medium-range land-based missile that was launched from the North Korean submarine port of Sinpo, that it flew around 9 minutes, going a distance of about 117 miles, an altitude of about 117 miles up into the air. But experts say it does mark a step forward for North Korea's missile weapons technology because it appears to have used solid fuel.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says there should be swift and specific U.S. response to the Syrian chemical weapons attack.
First, we need to call out this is a war crime. That's what these atrocities by Bashar al-Assad are. We should be prosecuting them, trying to prosecute them in The Hague for war crimes. Second, the U.S. and other nations need to work together to finally implement a UN Security Council resolution from February 2014, more than 3 years ago.
And Kaine says the U.S. should be establishing a safe zone in Syria where humanitarian aid can be delivered with military protection. Virginia lawmakers are gathering in Richmond today for their annual veto session to try and override some of Governor Terry McAuliffe's many vetoes of legislation passed this year. Maryland transportation officials plan to go around the state and check under bridges. They want to find any place where highly flammable material may be stored under a bridge, like it was in Atlanta, where a raging fire last week caused part of a highway bridge to collapse. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,689, the NASDAQ at 5899. Sports, the Caps can clinch the Metropolitan Division tonight with a win over the Rangers. Last night, they beat Toronto. The Wizards top Charlotte. Baseball, the Nationals host Miami again tonight. The O's are home to the Blue Jays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. It's rich, smooth, always freshly brewed. And Dunkin' has all the flavors you love. Also available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie iced coffee flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go, 270 for the rush hour. The volume you're pushing through Hyattstown, Clarksburg, and into Rockville. Now, to the Wilson Bridge, it's the crash we're heading to. That's now on the shoulder, but out of Virginia, big outer loop delays. Not used to seeing the stop and go, so get ready for it if you're coming north of, say, Newington or leaving Annandale. Outer loop, a solid lineup from 95 to the Wilson Bridge. That crash to the shoulder. Slow to merge onto the Beltway affects Route 1. If you're coming northbound through Belhaven and saying North Huntington and getting up to the Beltway, you're in that stop and go as well. Now, to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, Interloop side. It had just been about the volume, but just a few moments ago, MDOT crew said they're responding to a crash as you approach 210 and the Wilson Bridge, so keep alert there. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue between Woodyard, Dower House up to the Beltway. Looks great. It's inside the Beltway where I'm now seeing delays on Pennsylvania Avenue, heading inbound before Minnesota Avenue. So in that stretch, extra volume. Southeast Southwest Freeway slows each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather will start threatening, especially as we go on through Thursday. Should be a rather tranquil day today. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms roll in tonight and tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow could contain gusty winds and hail. Heavy rainfall, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Vienna, 53 and only 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Closing time. Open all the doors.
You know, there's an old saying where I come from that no man, woman, child, or small animal is safe when the state legislature is in session. But that may be especially true in the state of Maryland, where the legislature is dominated by Democrats. I mean, let's be honest about it. But there's one guy out there who's out there fighting the good fight on behalf of conservatives. He is the minority leader of the House of Delegates, the Republican leader, Nick Kipke. He joins us now here on the line. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning,
and Brian and Mary.
I mean, when the Democrats are having the state legislature in session, you know, really, it's unsafe, really, in many ways, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you have to close your eyes. You can't even look.
Yeah, it's worse than the sausage, yeah. Well, listen, so you've got just a few days left in this session. Where are we? What things are pending? And what are the things we should watch as this thing comes to a close?
Well, the good news is the Martin O'Malley era of Maryland has ended, and with Governor Larry Hogan at the helm again this year, there are no new tax increases or fee increases or anything like that, which is a huge difference than
that's
what Marylanders
awesome. That's
are used
great.
To.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. And, you know, there's some major bills that have passed that I think most people would agree are good. We have a bill to go after sex trafficking. It'll hold people at are doing the sex trafficking to a higher standard of crime. They'll be able to be convicted of a sexual abuse that would previously have been held for people that were actually doing the sexual abuse. The governor got a bill passed that will allow a tax cut for first responders, police, EMT, firefighters, their retirement income, the first $15,000 of it. It's going to be tax-free in Maryland.
Good.
So we'll get a little tax cut through here in the state for a change. We do have some things that we're concerned about. There's a huge push to make Maryland a sanctuary state. That bill passed the House, and it's sort of stalled in the Senate, but there's a big push to get it out by...
Can I stop you on that one? Because that one is one that a lot of people are really interested in, and I heard that Mike Miller said it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I hope that's true. You know, he took a complete about face on it, I think, you know, initially saying that it was going to move, and then I think he got a lot of heat from his constituents, quite frankly. And what's so bad about the bill is, you know, the proponents say this will prevent law enforcement from going around picking up the, you know, the little old lady who's been in our country for a decade and, you know, having her lunch at the park, you know, these innocent type situations. But what it would actually do is prevent local law enforcement from working with ICE or federal agents, even in areas of national security.
Wow.
Even when people have been kicked out of our country after they've been convicted of rape, burglary, armed robbery, murder. I mean, it just is insane. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the bill flew out of the House. We fought it as hard as we could. But, you know, the Democratic majority, just they have the numbers. And at this moment, it's being stalled in the Senate. And we're hopeful that it'll stop there. Our governor did say he'll veto it. I'm optimistic that they pass this bill, which is just so wrong-minded, we'll be able to sustain his veto.
Now, a question. When I hear tax cut, I always think that's a great thing. But knowing that when you live in a state that is dominated by Democrats, that makes me think that there's got to be a tax hike somewhere else to make up for the money, because they do not do well when you take away their money.
Yeah, you're so true. Interestingly, though, Maryland's economy, for many reasons, you know, we have Fort Meade here. We have a lot of federal influence in our state that bolsters our economy. Our economy continues to be much healthier than most of the rest of the country. So our natural revenue goes up. Natural economic activity increases. Our revenue goes up every year. It's just they try to spend it beyond what we can afford. However, you know, this governor in Maryland sets the bar. You know, they can't spend more than he'll allow.
Okay.
And so at least while we have an R in our governor's mansion, we'll be able to prevent there being any new tax increases.
What about some things that did not go anywhere? Are there any laws, any issues that you wanted to see bills go somewhere that didn't?
There's one bill in particular that the governor is really trying to push. We call it the Jobs Act, but essentially it'll allow this state to have the tools that a lot of our competing states have to entice new enterprises into Maryland, with a special emphasis on manufacturing jobs and with a special emphasis on areas of the state where there's very high unemployment. Some of our rural areas, the area around Baltimore City, and basically trying to bring in some more manufacturing jobs through long-term tax incentives, like a 10-year tax incentive like you see in states like Texas, the Carolinas, New York. It's been Maryland used to be just an incredible hub of manufacturing, and a lot of that, as it went overseas, you know, what you see is basically a graveyard of old manufacturing buildings around Baltimore City, which is just heartbreaking. But there's a real you know, there's a work ethic there of people who want to be in those jobs, and this bill, if it's passed, will help that. It did pass the Senate. We're hoping to get it out of the House of Delegates today or tomorrow.
Speaking of which, there seems to be a movement among Democrats in Annapolis these days to try to take on issues and measures that are probably better left to the United States Congress. What's going on with all that?
That's the most frustrating aspect of this session. You know, I've been in this General Assembly for 11 years, and I've never seen the grandstanding and, you know, just the hyperbole that's gone on during this session. Basically, they've tried, I think, from pressure from people in Maryland, their constituents, you know, what are you going to do about Donald Trump? You know, the Montgomery County legislators are in here trying to fight Donald Trump, except for, you know, he's 50 miles up the road in Washington, D.C., so there's been a lot of resolutions introduced, a lot of bills introduced to try to undo whatever Trump says he's going to do. And frankly, it's just political theater. And it, in my opinion, is irresponsible and really juvenile to be bringing that kind of politics into Annapolis. We need to stay focused on the issues that people care about. Jobs, the economy, crime, education, environment, things that really matter here to Marylanders, and let the folks in D.C. Do their jobs there.
Well, listen, thank you for what you do, and thank you for joining us here this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
The Republican leader of the House of Delegates in the state of Maryland, Nick Kipke. It is now 8:44.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Landscaping beautifies your home, but so does hardscaping. Longfence offers a variety of pavers so you can customize your outdoor living space. Visit longfence.com today.
Spring is finally here. A great time to get your rugs that deep down professional clean they need. There's only one company you can really trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, and you know who it is. It's Hadid. I've seen how Hadid washes each hand by rug. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And right now, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They have developed a cleaning process that is not only faster, but will save you money. Here's another way to save. My friend Joe Hadid, apparently he's caught spring fever, folks, offering an amazing deal. Take advantage of his fever now. When you get two rugs cleaned, you'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. So call today and get your rugs cleaned. Hadid has 4 drop-off locations. Pickup and delivery service is also available. To learn more, schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or dial this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
It is now 8:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax police say they did have a crash on Arlington Boulevard heading inbound over toward 110 Jefferson Davis Highway, but lanes open, but boy, very slow. Broken down car, George Washington Parkway south near the Key Bridge. That's been removed. Trying to remove the delay, still intense. Heavy over the Key Bridge onto M Street into Georgetown, but lanes there have been open. It's just the morning commute solid. To the Wilson Bridge, accident activity to the right shoulder on the outer loop. So this makes a delay that we're not used to in the morning. Heading from Springfield, outer loop through Alexandria to the bridge span. Again, crash to the shoulder now. An inner loop in Bethesda as you pass Connecticut Avenue. Had a crash. It was minor. They were able to get to the shoulder, but with the sun glare and focusing on the activity, slow through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather will start threatening, especially as we go on through Thursday. Should be a rather tranquil day today. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms roll in tonight and tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow could contain gusty winds and hail. Heavy rainfall, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're up to 62 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You know, Bernie Sanders, he came out of that election cycle, I guess, with a higher profile. And there are certain groups out there just really, they still feel the burn. They still love the Bernie. And he's out there endorsing candidates that he thinks will carry on in his tradition.
Right? Socialism.
Yeah, which is basically social communism, perhaps. He's actually in Virginia, dipping his toe into Commonwealth politics by offering endorsement of Tom Perry Mariello in the Virginia governor's race. This is the first major national endorsement for the former congressman ahead of his Democratic primary against Ralph Northam, the lieutenant governor. And so he says, look, we need to elect progressive at every level of government if we're going to beat back the dangerous agenda of the Trump administration and its Republican allies. Now more than ever, we need people in elected office who will fight for middle-income, working families, he said in a statement on Tuesday. So he has officially endorsed Tom Perriello for governor of Virginia.
Wasn't that Nicolas Maduro who said that, I think? I think you're mixing up the quotes. He's the president of Venezuela. Isn't he the one who
said
that?
Maybe.
Do you think that... That actually helps or hurts a candidate when Bernie Sanders does that?
Well, I don't know how Bernie plays in the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that, you know, look, it's a statewide race, right?
Right.
And so you gotta grab people from across the entire breadth and depth of the Commonwealth. And I would think that the Bernie Sanders supporters in Virginia, probably not that many.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have in Virginia what you have in a lot of other states, where you have the more rural area, which is probably going to look at a candidate like Bernie Sanders and say and just laugh. But then you have other pockets that are quote unquote progressive, and are still feeling the burn. Like you said, they're down. They're mm-hmm. interested in Bernie Sanders. They like Bernie Sanders, and he does that whole because they're not socialists. They're progressives. Or at best, socialist Democrats or democratic socialism. There's no difference. Socialism is socialism, period. And as we see in Venezuela, a good socialist leader eventually turns into a good dictator. That's pretty much the path that it goes down. But I think a lot of those people would be okay with it.
Yeah, the lieutenant governor who's running in Northam says that he doesn't want to be perceived as anything less than progressive. I guess that's his concern, is that maybe Perriello is trying to run to the left of him in an environment where he thinks that maybe that will do him some good. And, you know, here's the lieutenant governor saying, well, you know, he's not more progressive than I.
I am. I love to ask people when they say they're progressive. I'm like, well, progressive implies movement. What are you progressing towards?
Mm-hmm.
And I usually get... They usually can't answer that question.
Yeah, and apparently some people were really caught off guard by Sanders' decision to enter the race in this way and offer this endorsement. Well, there you have it, Bernie entering the Virginia governor's race and making an endorsement. So we'll continue to watch that very closely.
He just retired.
It is 8:50 on WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
A better life is brought to you by Humana.
Even if you don't have a kid who's allergic to peanuts, chances are you've had to refrain from sending certain snacks to their school because one of their classmates is. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The NIH just wrapped up its Learning Early About Peanut Allergy, or LEAP, study. It resulted in guidelines as to when you should introduce foods with peanuts to infants, and fell into three categories. Those who have severe asthma, egg allergy, or both should get a skin prick test or blood test to check for an allergic reaction. Children who have mild to moderate eczema are less likely to have an allergy and should be introduced to peanuts around 6 months. Kids who have no eczema, no food allergies, no family history can be introduced to peanuts at any time. Of course, this should go without saying, never feed whole peanuts to babies, because that's a choking hazard. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the annual Outdoor Power Sale at Ace, our biggest outdoor power sale of the season. Save big on mowers, blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more from the best brands like Craftsman and Toro, all under one roof. And as always, the help is free. Hurry into your local Ace now for huge savings during our biggest outdoor power sale of the year. Offers valid on select products through April 17th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
8:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too. And, you know, this rush hour, we still have a lot going on. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Late accident slows us on the ICC, Montgomery County. Westbound Route 200 as you leave Georgia Avenue, heading over to Muncaster Mill. That's where you have a crash on the Intercounty Connector on your way to Shady Grove Road, so plan for that. 270, just about the volume in Germantown, Rockville, but still solid to the 270 spur. Interloop into the Sun Glare in Bethesda and past Connecticut Avenue where we had a crash out of the travel lanes. Now, as you pass FedEx Field on the outer loop toward 50 and 450, stop and go crash reported in the backups into the Wilson Bridge. It's about recovering earlier accident on the Wilson Bridge or right as you get to the bridge span and those local lanes cleared but jammed leaving Springfield. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather will start threatening, especially as we go on through Thursday. Should be a rather tranquil day today. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms roll in tonight, tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow could contain gusty winds and hail. Heavy rainfall, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Hey, everybody. How would you like to update your home with new carpet, hardwood, or laminate? Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? They always bring a wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, well, let me tell you, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up, and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale. That's free installation on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
It is 8:59, and boy, do we have a lineup for you tomorrow. Ambassador John Bolton joining us. I adore him, one of my favorite people. Stuart Varney, another great guy. He will be joining us as well. And we're going to round it out with Jake Tapper.
Well, there you go. I'm going to go wash my hands by rug.
Okay, you go do that.
Here's Chris Plant.
I'm not even sure what that means. I must have missed an important part of the show. That one got right by me there. Well, once again, there's not really much to talk about here. We've got Susan Rice Krispie Gate. Can we call it Rice Krispie Gate? Thanks. I mean, Rice Krispie Gate is coming up. And lots of updates on all of that. And President.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.